Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, prayer, praise, and worship hour. I'm your pastor, Dr. Pastor Ken, and we have Tony Epp standing by with the opening prayer.
Father, praise all who are here this Thursday night. As we go into a new month, let all find peace knowing that you are by their side. Let Ken's word tonight bring hope and strength to them through your word and light. Let them take your work and your love into the week. In your name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Tony. That was very good. All righty. Well, okay, let's go on into the prayer, into the praise and worship part of this, and let's get into some more music. Okay, here we go.
You are the word of earthly king. When we Yeah. Thank you.
message. And it is a devotional that I wrote. I mean, it's called A Life of Sacrifice. The Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. You see, Jesus sums up our purpose with two statements: love God and love people. But you see, in our humanity, we have made it complex what God designed to be: peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks, in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we are in an age of religious complexity. See, the simplicity which is in Christ is really found among us. Our programs, methods, organizations, and world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. You see, the shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, and the servile imitation of the world which marks our promotional methods all testify that we, in this day, know God only imperfectly and the peace of God scarcely at all. If we would find God amid all the religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in a way of simplicity. So may we discover the peace and joy that comes from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. Living our own gain adds stress, pressure, and chaos to life, successfully robbing us of all the transcendent peace available through sacrificial living. See, we were never created to be our own provider or sustainer. We were never meant to develop our own source of joy or purpose. The only place we will find lasting peace is in a complete surrender to God's intention for us, a life of total sacrifice. See, Jesus was our perfect model. He did everything according to the perfect and pleasing will of our Father. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verses 22-25, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life and will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?" So Jesus makes it clear that sacrifice is the gateway to the finding of the life of God intended for us. It is a pathway that leads to a perfect will of our Heavenly Father. You see, if you're like me, living life sacrificially initially sounds terrible and unattainable. It feels impossible based on past experience and present selfish desires. But we need to take time to know the God to whom we are sacrificing our lives. We need to renew our mind to the perfect love of Jesus, who would lay down his own life for us before ever asking us to follow in his footsteps. See, the life God intends for you is better than anything you could discover on your own. If he is asking you to live sacrificially, it must be holy and perfectly for your benefit. We are not sacrificing our own wills, plans, and dreams to a God who has less satisfying plans for our lives. We are not surrendering a happier or better life for something less boring or meaningless. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." You see, God has plans greater than we could ever ask or imagine in store for us if we lay down our dreams to make space for his. You see, he has an expressible joy for us. If we will exchange what was made us temporarily happy for his dreams and visions that are full of purpose, meaning, and adventure. So Jesus willingly laid down his life and received everything he had dreamed of, restored relationship with you. So what's waiting for you on the other side of sacrifice today? Find out as you engage in the act of surrender during a guided prayer. So first, meditate on Jesus' command for you to live your life sacrificially. Reflect on God's desire to lead you to abundant life through surrender and sacrifice. Secondly, what do you need to surrender to the Father? What dream, idea, person, or possession is robbing you of the abundant life God intends for you? Where do you need to live sacrificially to experience more of Jesus? Surrender whatever stands in the way of you and the abundant life God has for you. Okay, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world for the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, thirdly, choose to live sacrificially today. Ask the Holy Spirit to make the will of the Father known to you as he did for Jesus, and commit to following whatever he is asking you to do. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who through he was in form of God and did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, okay, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. So taking up your cross isn't a weight designed to burden or constrain you, but an opportunity to live in the presence, peace, and purpose of God. There is a freedom in store for you through sacrifice. There is purpose and joy in laying down your life for God and others. So if you will receive the perspective and courage to pursue God's will for your life, you will discover more peace, consistency, passion, and direction than you ever thought possible. And to bring this devotional more into light, I pray that you will find time to pick up the good book and open up to Philippians chapter 2 and read it. Amen. All right. Well, now it gets down to this, okay? The most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will have a chance in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of wandering around aimlessly in life, not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Are you lost but needing to be found? Okay, are you suffering from some type of depression or anxiety? Or maybe you're suffering from some type of something worse, such as alcoholism or drug abuse, okay, or sexual morality, or gambling, or okay, overeating, or gaming, or internet addiction. Whatever it may be, you see, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. And if he doesn't know you, how is he going to do anything for you? So I ask you, are you willing to be found by Jesus and have a longing and have a joyful, peaceful life? If so, please say this, a simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. I'm going to play a song. Oh, but before I play a song, I want to say, if you're listening out there and you just accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to call in this number. It's area code 657-383-1487. Let me say that again. That's area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key. See, when you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. So I'm going to put on a song here. And it's only fitting for an altar call. It's called "All Come to the Altar."
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. All right, let's get into the second message. Okay. And that is a Bible reading. We're going to be continuing in Job chapter 8. Okay. It's Job and his friend Bildad. Okay. And we're going to continue on with Psalms chapter 16, verses 10 and 11. And then we're going to read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, "How long will you speak these things, and the words of your mouth be like a strong wind? Does God subvert judgment, or does the Almighty prefer justice? If your sons have sinned against him, he has cast them away from their transgressions. If you would earnestly seek God and make your supplication to the Almighty, if you were pure and upright, surely now he would awake for you and prosper your rightful dwelling place. Through your beginning it was small, yet later on would increase abundantly, for inquire, please, of the former age, and consider the things discovered by the fathers. For we were born yesterday and know nothing, because of our days and our shadow. Will they teach you and tell you and utter words from their heart? Can the papyrus grow up without marsh? Can the reeds flourish without water, while it is yet green and not cut down and withers before any other plant? So are the paths of all who forgot God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish, whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust is a spider's web. He leans on his house, but it does not stand. It holds it fast, but it does not endure. It grows green in the sun, and branches spread out in the garden. His roots wrap around a rock heap and look for a place in the stones. If he is destroyed from his place, then it will deny him, saying, 'I have not seen you.' Behold, this is the joy of his way, and the way of the earth others will grow. Behold, God will not cast away the blameless, nor will he uphold the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. Those who hate you will be clothed in shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked will come to nothing." And Job answered and said, "Truly, I know it's so. But how can a man be righteous before God if one wishes to contend with him? He cannot answer him one time out of a thousand. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and prospered. He removes the mountains and does not know when he overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble. He commands the sun and it does not rise. He seals off the stars, and he alone spreads out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He made the bear Orn and Pleiades and the chamber of the south. He does great things past finding out, yes, wonders without number. If he goes by me, I do not see him. If he moves past, I do not perceive him. If he takes away, who can hinder him? Who can say to him, 'What are you doing?' Though I were righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I were blameless, it would prove me perverse. I am blameless, yet I do not know myself. I despise my life. It is all one thing. Therefore, I say, he destroys the blameless and the wicked. If the scourge slays suddenly, he laughs at the plight of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges. If it is not he, who else could it be? Now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away. They see no good. They pass like swift ships, like an eagle swooping on its prey. If I say I will forget my complaint, I will put off my sad face and wear a smile. I'm afraid of all my sufferings. I know you will not hold me innocent. If I am condemned, then I do labor in vain. If I wash myself with snow water and cleanse my hands with soap, yet you will plunge me into the pit, and my own clothes will abhor me. For he is not a man as I am, that I may answer him and that we should go to court together. Nor is there any mediator between us who may lay hand on us both." Let's read Psalms chapter 16, verse 10 and 11. "For you will not leave my soul in Sheol," which Sheol is a Hebrew name for hell, "nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13, "Take a firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life." Amen. I do these Bible readings again for people that do not get a chance to read their Bible or do not have a Bible. So I hope this is a blessing to you as it is a blessing for me to read them to you. Amen. All righty. Let's go into a little bit more, some more music here.
Oh,
get into the prophetic message now. Okay, so here we go. And this goes out to those who need this word. The Father says today, I'm bringing you out of the cleft of the rock. You cried out to me, show me your glory, and I have revealed myself to you and in you. I have reached in the deepest part of you and caused my embers of my glory to become a flaming fire, even as I have said in my word. You are not just a minister. You are not just a member of religious rank and file. You are mine. I have laid claim to you by the shed blood of Calvary. This day I am stripping away the trappings of mundane things and bringing you out of Zion as a bride, terrible as an army with banners. The enemy is being rooted, says the Father. I destroyed his works 2,000 years ago. Your privilege is to go out in your day and implement the triumph. I finished the mourning. I came out of the grave. You are being supported from the right hand on high. Resources and strength from heaven are raining down into your life today. Open your heart and stir up your courage, for I am a man of war, and in war I will move forward in your life until every promise is fulfilled, says God. Okay, well, like I said, I hope this prophetic word has meaning for your lives. Okay, only you can know. So I'm going to have Tony F. give us a closing prayer, and then I'm going to play a closing song.
Thank all who came tonight. Go knowing that you are loved and needed in this world and any other. Know that we here at God Rainbow's Ministry love you all. May his rainbow light shine on you until we meet again. Same channel, same God, tomorrow godly night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central, myself and Pastor Ken. Till then, remember you are loved, you're cared for, and in his rainbow light you will shine.
Amen. And amen. Okay. Well, I'm closing up this service tonight, okay, with a song. Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, you all have a good night now, and may God bless you. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time for the Pastor's Corner, God bless.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.